Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Welcome, everybody, to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols, and I'm super excited to be with you guys this week, as always, talking about the energetics of a thriving business. This is a topic that I sort of weaves its way through everything that I do, and lots of different conversations that I have, and it's something that's always really, really fascinated me. as a kid, I grew up with parents who were entrepreneurs and who created a nonprofit organization and a pretty thriving medical practice, and just always saw the work and the dedication and all of that that my parents put into their businesses and what they were creating in the world. And I was always so curious about what else was possible and what would it be like to actually have a level of ease and have a level of energetic presence and awareness and even capacities to create really magically with business and in the world. And I don't know that I even really cognitized that or like could identify that as something that was going on in my world. But I do remember looking around and just always going, huh, okay, so what else is possible with this whole business and money thing? And when I started my own business, I've really only had like one or two actual jobs in my life. I've worked for myself pretty much from the get-go. And when I finished with grad school, I had a job for about 9 months and that didn't last very long. And I started my own private practice as a psychotherapist and was always looking for, hey, well, what if there's got to be some sort of magic that I could do or be or something that I could add or change or introduce here that would allow my business to really thrive without me, you know, tripling the hours that I work or, you know, trying to do something really impossible. And I just looked and looked and looked for that conversation everywhere. And I found it kind of, sort of, in some places. And I would do all kinds of affirmations and vision boards and all that kind of stuff. And it wasn't until I found Access Consciousness that I found really what I was looking for with how can I actually exponentialize and expand my business from the energy of it, from the energetics of being something different and using these magical tools that change realities, that create abundance, that create growth in our businesses without us having to bend over backwards and bend, fold, staple, and mutilate ourselves. And I'm so grateful. I've been doing business for 20 years, and the first 13 years was a hell of a lot harder than the past 7. So I'm really grateful. And I actually was also sick the other day, so my voice is a little tweaky. So I'm drinking water. So what are some of the things that create the energetics of a thriving business? Well, one is to recognize that you are not your business and your business is not you. So anywhere that you've bought that you are the sum total of your business or the sum total of your business is you, will you destroy and uncreate all of that? Oh, right, wrong, good, bad, all night, fuck, pot, shorts, boys and beyonds. Yeah, you're not your business and your business isn't you. And that's one of the big things in this reality that people misidentify and misapply. Like they actually think that they are their business. Even if you don't have anybody working for you or with you, and you are, you know, what they would call in the US a sole proprietor, a sole proprietorship is a business structure in the U.S. It's a very, very simple business structure. But even if that's how you run your business, you're still not your business. Your business has an energy of its own. It is an entity of its own. It has a life force. It has a sense of movement in the world, a vision, a mission, a contribution that it can be in the world. And also as your life. I mean, it's not just this thing that's separate from you. It's like your business is your life and your living. And so what is it that you are here to create in the world? What is it that you would love to contribute to the world through your business? Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, says that business is doing something that's fun for you and making money, or making money doing something that's fun for you. That's one of the things that business is, and it can be. And now, I wouldn't say that's true for everybody. It's not probably true for most people that they would say that they're doing something that they love, that's fun, and making money as a result. But what if it could be like that? And when you start to acknowledge that you aren't your business, and the growth of your business is, you know, it involves a lot of things, and it's not about you, you know. Oh, excuse me. It's not about you like pushing the river or forcing things, but it's actually about, you know, being curious and acknowledging that your business has an energy of its own, and being curious about what that is and what your business would like to be in the world. Things really, really change dynamically. And one of the conversations I want to bring to, there's so many things I can say about this topic. It is pretty broad. But one of the things is to really start to have a space of curiosity. Because curiosity, when we're being curious, when we have curiosity, we are innovating. We are stepping into a space of innovation. We are coming up with new things and things that haven't been done before, things that haven't been created before. Those are some of the energies that really allow our businesses to thrive, is when you're actually creating things that are new, that haven't been seen, done before. I mean, if you look at all the things that, like some of the really thriving businesses where, you know, like Apple and iPhone you know, the platform of Apple and the way they create their technology, it's like that hasn't been done before. And they continue to create things that haven't been created before and haven't been done before. And there's a huge market for that. People love things that are new. People love things that are different, that are innovative, that are have a, you know, particular flair or energy to them that is a really different thing in the world than what they've seen before. And the only way you can really innovate with your business is to have curiosity, to be curiosity, to be wondering always about what else is possible, what else you could be creating, what else you could be bringing to the world, how you could be out creating you, what would it take to expand your business and to make it greater and to make it a greater contribution to the world. All of these things, really give us, they are a reflection of a space of curiosity that when we bring it to our business, it's like adding Miracle-Gro to your business and to everything that you're creating. Because all of a sudden you start to access the universe of possibilities that's available to you. That's when you ask questions and you're curious, you are tapping into an entire universe of possibilities that is available to you. That if you were, like, if you really just started to function from that curiosity and that space of question, there are so many things that you can create and so many new ideas that start to come your way and new inventions and creations that you can come up with that really, really allow your business to thrive, to expand, to explode, to take off, and your life as well. You know, when you're having fun doing what you love and creating a difference in the world, there's just, I mean, it's an energy that just seeps into every area of our lives and makes everything better. So everything that doesn't allow you to be that space of curiosity and wonder and question as to what else is actually possible with the creation of your business and with what you could be bringing to the world, will you destroy and uncreate that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, puck, pod, shorts, boys, meants. And if you're wondering what I just said and you haven't heard that before, that is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. That is literally like a delete button for all of the unconscious stuff in your hard drive, the hard drive of your mind. And when you push the delete button, it just, it goes bye-bye. Like all the unconscious stuff that stops you from being more and having more and creating more, it just disappears and dissipates. So if you want to know more about that, you can look at the clearingstatement.com. And you don't have to know anything about it for it to work, which is one of the cool things about these tools is you don't have to know the why behind it. They just work. And you can test that out for yourself and just see, you know, what changes when you start to play with this stuff. So, excuse me. So one of the things that, that curiosity and innovation do, one of the things that they create in the world is it's a space of starting to go beyond this reality with the creation of your business and your life. And that's, you know, obviously the title of the show is Creating Beyond Reality. And I actually, just a couple weeks ago, I was in Vancouver at a class with Stephen Chutissa Bowman, who are Right Riches for You facilitators. And they were, we talked a lot about what it is to create in this reality and what it is to create beyond this reality. And, oh my goodness, excuse me. I'm like coughing and yawning and apparently there's a lot of future unconsciousness that's going to come up when you hear this show. and it's, I'm recording this at 1 a.m. So I'm, you know, maybe a little tired too. I'm going to Costa Rica tomorrow. So when you guys are listening to this show, I'll be in Costa Rica. I'll be in the Access Consciousness 7-day class, which I'm so looking forward to. So looking forward to talking about creating beyond this reality. 7-day classes are an adventure into a really different conversation of possibility and choice and just totally, totally beyond this reality. And one of the ways that, well, so I was in this class with Stephen Chutissa Bowman, and we were just having these really dynamic conversations about creating business, creating wealth through, you know, like beyond your current job and also with your current business and what else you could be creating. And we, we were talking about what are the conversations that we have that are about business in this reality? And a lot of it is like what you already know, what you've already seen. So everything that your business is right now, everything that you know your business to be, everything that even the other people who have a similar business do with that type of business or that in your industry, that is creating in this reality. Like it's not a creation beyond this reality. When we start to create beyond this reality, we're actually starting to create from and as and into that space of the things that have never been created before, the things that are new, things that we can't conceive of right now, which is one of the really beautiful things about asking questions and inviting possibilities with our businesses is we don't actually, what do I want to say here? There's so many different things I can say about this. When we are getting curious about what else we can be creating, when we're creating things, new things that we've never conceived of before, it's like you're playing in this sort of like the field of consciousness and the field of possibility and the field of creation that allows you to be literally changing the world, expanding the world, expanding possibilities with what you're creating with your business. And the only way that you can access that space and those ideas and that inspiration and information is to actually ask for it. Creating beyond this reality requires tools and awareness that is also beyond this reality. If you use tools of this reality, and if you use your mind and you use computation to try to create a semblance of what already has been created with your business, you're not going to be discovering new things, creating new things, innovating, having a space of possibility open up in your world. That's not going to be a reality for you. It is when you begin to ask questions and be curious and have the space, like the wonder of, if I was actually creating something very different here, what would that be? What would that actually be like to create something that hasn't ever existed before, that allows my business to continually thrive and expand in the world where, you know, people love new stuff and businesses love to be new and rejuvenated and refreshed. And we love that too. When we create new things and they go out into the world and they succeed and it's fun and we get to create, it's like, that's a space of joy. That's a joy. There's a joy of business there that comes. There's a thriving of business. There's an energetic space of being that you get to be facilitates the expansion and the creation of your business into something greater beyond this reality. And the only way, well, not the only way, but one of the key critical ingredients that you have for that is the willingness to be asking questions. And that's one of the only ways to actually start to access what is beyond what you currently know, is to get curious, is to stop knowing, to stop being that fixed point of view of, I already know what to do here, or I know what I can create, or I know what my options are, and to go into, I wonder if there was something totally different here, I wonder what that would be. So get curious, ask questions, be the question, and that will allow you to start creating a thriving business that is very much beyond this reality. We are at our first break now, so we're going to take a moment and come back. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We will be back in a moment.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about the energetics of a thriving business and what it is to be curious and to be innovative and to really stay out of conclusion with your business, like trying to get it right, trying to not get it wrong, trying to figure out how this whole business and money thing works, and perhaps even having fun. Maybe we'll get there. And I actually wanted to dig more into that piece of getting it right and getting it wrong. And what is that even? You know, there are so many, I think one of the biggest places that people really stick themselves in business and with business is in the attempt to figure out how the world of business works, to get it right so that you can be successful, so that you can make money, so that you will be okay, blah, 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 blah. And success to different people means different things. It might mean financial security. It might mean that you're not wrong. If you're successful, you're not wrong. There isn't anything that's wrong with you. You know, or all kinds of things. And success really is a judgment. Success and failure are judgments. And so what is possible actually beyond the judgment of success and failure with business and into a space of creativity, of contribution, of making the world a greater place, of being, of having the joy of business, of having fun with your business, with everything that you do? What's actually possible beyond that? And I think one of the things, just a really pragmatic piece, is if you can start to just get really clear in your own world when you're functioning from trying to get it right or trying to not get it wrong, which are sort of two sides of the same coin, then there's a lot of freedom that opens up. And it's something that even just when you begin to have a different awareness of those energies at play, you can make different choices. You can ask different questions. You can choose different things that you might not have actually chosen before. You might not have actually even perceived as a possibility. One of the things that I mentioned on the first segment, how the first 13 years of being in business, I really was sort of chugging along. Like, it was, you know, my business was sometimes profitable, sometimes not. I just sort of had a big story in my own world that I really didn't know anything about business. And, you know, I had grown up with two really successful creators and entrepreneurs, and I didn't really want to have a whole lot to do with the world of really just what I thought business was. And yet I also knew my whole life, like I knew that I would create my own business as a creative endeavor. But money actually for me wasn't really a part of it. It was sort of like, I just want to do what I love, and somebody else can just take care of the financial part, which is really fun and funny and actually not so fun. And so I never actually got curious about what was true for me with business, because I didn't think that was even a relevant conversation until I found Access Consciousness and Joy of Business. I just continued to look at, okay, so if I have to like shove myself into the definitions of this reality in regards to business, then what is that? You know, what do I have to, what do I have to figure out here? What parts of me do I have to eliminate so that I can be successful? And success in my family is, you know, it's, I have a very, very successful family, a big family, and everybody is very successful. And so it was just this space of, and really, you know, there's sort of a predominant point of view that that success is not just that it basically determines your worth. Like you actually are worth something. You have to prove the value of you with success, with your success. So anywhere that's going on in your world, that is a big energetic piece in this world. Will you please destroy and create that? Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, pod, shorts, boys, and beyonds. What if your value has nothing to do with your quote-unquote success? And what if success could be contributing to one person in the world, changing one person's life? what if that was a measure of success? If that had to be even anywhere in your conversation with you about you, what if contributing and making a difference in the world with one person creates success? So if that was your point of view about success, how successful actually are you? And so when we begin to look from that point of view and start to get curious about, okay, you know, what's actually going on here? What am I actually creating here? Beyond what the bank account says, beyond what this world says about my value and my worth, and you begin to just really kind of have your own back in that conversation, what shows up is a really different possibility with business. And one of the things that allows us is this space of creativity that is truly beyond, that actually allows you to get into that innovative space with your business where new things pop up. You're willing to actually try new things. You're willing to take big risks and leaps off cliffs and, see how things go and actually function perhaps at the speed that you be. You're willing to try new things. And because it's not, if you're not willing to fail, if you're defending against failure and for success, then you'll only choose that which you've determined fits into the box of what will create success in your life, which means that your capacity to veer, you know, outside of the box of what you're comfortable with, it's pretty slim. So what would it be like to actually just not have that in your world, to actually just be like, let's try this. And, you know, let's try this isn't actually a conversation in business in this reality. It's not a it's not an operative state for a lot of people who do business. It's more of, you know, something that kids do when they're playing with Play-Doh. And my kids have been such a contribution to me in that way, to really show me, you know, you can just create for the sake of creation. And actually, just side note, one of the things that I've done and would love to do more of is just doing artistic endeavors, creative endeavors like painting and things like that, where it's not related to my business, but there's a space of creativity and play and experimentation that allows me to expand my creative zone in a way. So, and I've watched my business grow from, you know, paintings that I've created, which doesn't make any sense, but it expands the space of willingness to be chaotic, be out of control, be experimental, and find like magic in that. Find the beauty and the play and the, oh my gosh, look at this and look at this. Really find those places and spaces where there's new energies, there's new realities, there's new creations that bubble up. And so that can be, you know, if there's things in your life, I mean, it could just be getting out a piece of paper and a pencil and drawing, or moving your body in a particular way or whatever. There's something really different about giving yourself the space to have creative juice, creative flow in your life in such a way that it opens up your creative world for everything. And then the creativity that you begin to bring to your business becomes huge. when you have that zone, that creative zone expanded, it becomes so different. And what if business was, I mean, to me, you know, like I said, that was the one thing that I was willing to have with business was creativity. And it is one of my primary creative outlets that I just really, really, I love creating business, and it's very fun for me. It's fun for me to come up with new creations and find the images that go with them and put them out into the world and invite people to play. And I love that. I love that creative process. And you know, I'm always challenging myself to stretch into new places and spaces of, okay, so what have I not created before? And part of, you know, circling back to the first part of this show, part of what I do there is actually really stay in the question. The question is your access to out-creating you. Asking questions, being the question, is your access to out-creating you. What is out creating you? It's being greater with everything. It's creating more. It's creating more dynamically, more fabulously, creating dynamically more than you've ever created before, and things that become greater and greater and greater as you become greater and greater. And you cannot do that from conclusion. You cannot do that from the intense desire for success and the resistance of failure. You can't even do it from success and failure being a conversation in your world at all. It is the curiosity and the wondering and the asking of questions that gives us the new possibilities, the new information, the new space of creation. And one of the things that I want to play a little bit more with, so asking questions, because there's the space of curiosity and there's the space of being the question, which is just this sort of space of being that is a space of wonder, that is like constantly sort of looking around and going, what else? Like, what is beyond what I currently know? And then there is literally going, okay, universe, I would like to outcreate me and everything that I've ever created before. Show me. Bring it on, universe. What can I be to outcreate me today? What can I do to outcreate me today? What can I create that would outcreate everything I've ever created before? what would my business like to be today? What would my creations like to be today? What could I bring to the world that has never been done before? Things like that, where you're just inviting energies, you're inviting the universe to show you. And the thing about asking questions, if you're not familiar with this conversation from an access point of view, is they really are open-ended. If you're asking a true question, it's an invitation for new awareness, new choice, new possibilities for the universe to actually show you what else. What else is available to you? Because you can only go, you can only create, if you're not asking questions, the only thing you have is your mind, and your mind only knows what it knows. It doesn't know anything beyond that. So you have to actually go beyond your mind to outcreate you. And so asking things like I've just been asking, you know, what can I create that's never been created before? And some of my really brilliant creations that I love that have been, you know, just a huge contribution to me and the world, asking to outcreate those. So, and even with those creations, well, what else would this creation like to be? Like I have a 6-month business program called the Generative Business Pods, and I've been doing it for, I think this is my 7th time of doing it. So I've been doing it straight for over 3 years now. I'm in my 4th year. And it's not something that I decided, well, I will keep doing this always. I always ask if it would still like to be. And I always, every so far, I've gotten a yes. And but I do continually ask, because if I was still doing the same thing now that I did 3 years ago, it would be really boring for me. And I probably wouldn't have anybody in it, because it's... when you're bored in your business, nobody else is inspired either. So I've just been asking, and I continue to ask, like, what would it like to be that it's never been before? What can I create with that program to outcreate everything that it's ever been, to outcreate me? What could I add? What could I subtract? What is it asking for? And I continue to, like, if there's new things and new people and new creations and new, you know, different places and spaces where we begin to actually, where I've just added things and added doing energy pulls as part of that program. And so all kinds of different things that I've added to it, and it just keeps getting greater. And that's where you keep your creations alive. You know, you continue to nurture the vitality and the joy and the expansiveness of your creations. Like this radio show, I've been doing a radio show for I think over 3 years. And every single week, I don't think I've missed a week. And that is actually, I just keep asking with this show to outcreate all the conversations that I've had before. What else? What else can I add? And new energies, new ideas, new creations pop in just from those questions. It is one of the most, well, it's one of the primary spaces that I create from. And so I just want to invite you to be bringing that. And I, as I'm saying this, it's like I'm facilitating myself too. I'm, you know, asking to bring way more question into my own world with my business. What, how many more questions can I be asking? What different questions can I be asking? When you ask a different question, you have totally new awareness, different awareness, new energies available to you. So what if the creation of a thriving business and the energetics of that are really just a tenacity to stay in the question in a way that you never have before? What if? And to really let go of the success and the failure and the trying to get it right in favor of just the joy of creation for the sake of creation. Money just follows that. When you're not focused on, I have to make money, money just follows the joy of creation that you be. So we're going to take our next break and we will be back in a moment.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Have you always wondered what it would be like to have more fun, ease, joy, and success in your business? What if your business could be more fresh, vibrant, and thriving every day? Heather Nichols' Generative Business Pods program is a 6-month business creation intensive of embodying question, choice, possibility, and contribution as the main elements for creating a dynamically different and wildly successful business. What if exponential growth in your business and income could come from being more of you? Find out more at heathernichols.com/businesspods.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and you're listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. We're talking this week about the energetics of a thriving business. So what can you be? What tools can you use? What can you do differently that allows your business to thrive rather than trying to figure it out, trying to be successful, trying to not fail? All of those things that don't really work very well. They might work minimally, but there's a whole universe of magic out there available to you, and it actually is you. And that's one of the things that I wanted to play with here in this conversation is, what if the energetics of a thriving business, what if the energy of what creates your business as a thriving, dynamic force of possibility in the world is actually you? What if it's actually you? And what if you could be more and more and more of you than ever before, and have that be an energy that expands your business dynamically? And what does that mean? What does that look like, being you? Because for a lot of people, being you is it's actually a resistance to everything that sort of doesn't want you to be you. It's a pushing against all of those forces out there in the world that tell you not to be you. And so we decide that being me is, you know, a certain thing. Like when I was it's funny, I don't think even that many people know this about me, but when I was in my 20s, my early 20s, just straight out of college, and even in college, I was a raging hippie. I wore a do-rag on my head for, I don't know, probably a good 5 years. I had, you know, all the crazy tie-dye clothes and patchwork stuff, and had a Volvo station wagon with curtains in it, and I drove around and went to Grateful Dead shows, and slept in my car with my dog and my boyfriend, and had a total adventure, and I really enjoyed it. I actually love the Grateful Dead, and that was during it was actually during the last 2 years of Jerry Garcia's life, who was the lead singer of the Grateful Dead. And so I got to see a lot of Grateful Dead shows right before he died, which was really cool. One of the things that I believed at that point was that in order for me to express me into the world, to be me, I had to reject everything that was telling me I needed to be a certain way. And anytime you do rejection of anything, you actually reject you. You reject you. You deny and negate you. You reject possibility. You reject contribution. So what if being you isn't that, you know? And at that time, I would have said I was being me because I wore do-rags on my head, you know? and of course, there was more to me than that. And there was more to all of that than that. And there was, you know, like I said, some things that were really fun. But what if it doesn't matter? What if none of it matters? You know, what you wear, how you dress, how you show up in the world. I mean, how you show up in the world, that's a lot of things, right? But what if it's really about you having a space of honoring you, of having intimacy with you, of being an allowance of you, and actually how you create and who you be and what's fun for you and what you would like to bring to the world. And because when all of those energies expand, the energy of being, the energy of honoring, the energy of having a space where you have your own back, where you're committed to being a leader in your own life, a conscious, benevolent leader in your own life, what you can be changes so dynamically. How you can show up in the world and what you can contribute becomes huge. And there are so many things about who and what we be that we don't even know. This is an ongoing adventure of exploration and discovery and awareness. Finding out what's true for us. Who are we? Who do we be? What do we be? What change would we like to create in the world? What's actually true for us? What's fun for us? That's something that always changes and evolves and becomes greater if you're curious and in that conversation. And what if it was just an exploration and you could actually just be curious again about that, about you, and bring that to your business more and more. And, you know, part of that, like the getting out of the perfection, the getting out of the need to succeed and the need to not fail is what actually creates the space for discovery of what you actually be. What are your capacities? You know, a lot of you, well, I would say everybody has some sort of capacities and superpowers for the creation of something really different that we don't acknowledge because they're so different. There's nobody in the world that is, you know, sort of telling us what actually like are encouraging us to discover what's true for us. So how the things that are so different about us actually can be our greatness. And I correct myself. There isn't nobody, there are people. But that's not the predominant conversation in the world. That's not the predominant conversation that most of us grow up with. And so when you start to look from a different point of view, from a different curiosity about what am I actually capable of here that I've never acknowledged, that I've never chosen, that I've never stepped into, becomes something, a much different conversation. And what becomes available to you is so much greater. And really the bottom line is you start to have more fun. And that is really that's a very dynamic energy that doesn't exist in this reality, and it doesn't exist in business. Having fun in business is not something that is, you know, something that you, that most people value in any way. Like, there's no, why would you? That's sort of an afterthought, an irrelevant, maybe if you're lucky, side effect, you know? So what is actually, what is fun for you? And are you willing to be the difference in the world that is the invitation for that space of joy and fun and being you and letting go of success and failure and being curious and innovating and, you know, exploring? Those are all energies that create a thriving business, that actually allow the business of your life and living to thrive, to expand, to grow, to become greater, more and more and more all the time. So what is actually true for you with all of this? What lights you up? What makes you hum? What brings you joy? And would you be willing to pursue that as the actually the thing that is going to make your business thrive and sing and launch itself into the world with glee? And you launch yourself into the world with glee. So I actually have a whole bunch of, I mean, this conversation is, it's an extensive conversation. It's, there's, you know, not to make it serious, but there's so many tools. There's so many questions. There's so many spaces of being that are available to us with this conversation. And I have a whole bunch of things coming up that really just allow you to have a greater sense of what's true for you with this and more, if you would like more. On November 2nd, I'm going to be starting a 3-part telecall called X-Men, the Creation Series, Business, Money, and Bodies. And we're going to spend one call on each of those topics. So one on business, one on money, one on bodies. And it's a series. So it's all three calls together. And what is X-Men? X-Men is really where you begin to explore your capacities and explore what it is to be you and what capacities, you know, where have you decided that you're wrong, that you could actually be, that might actually be your brilliance. And that's one of the places where every time I flip any judgment that I have of me into a curiosity of what actually is true here, my whole world becomes greater. I get to actually uncover and discover capacities that I have that I never imagined were capacities, that were things that I thought were wrong with me and about me. And talk about having fun. It really has expanded a space of joy and fun in my world to be in that conversation more. So that's starting on November 2nd. I'd love to have you come play. The link for that is heathernichols.com/X-Men Create, X-M-E-N Create, all one word. And that'll get you to the registration page for that. I'm also doing, one of the things that's true for me that I am finally creating my own reality with is I don't love the way that holidays are done in this world. Like, it's not, holidays haven't been very interesting to me in a lot of ways. And so I actually have holiday classes that are going on over the holiday season on the holidays. I have a class on Thanksgiving in the United States that's also going to be live streamed all over the world. That is a one day being you class, followed by the next day, a joy of business class. So it's sort of the miracle of being you in business. You can take them together or separately. There's no prerequisites for either one. And I'm really, really looking forward to spending Thanksgiving in gratitude for being and in a conversation of being and creation, rather than spending all day making food that I don't particularly enjoy. I don't like cooking. I don't like cooking, and I don't like a lot of eating. So Thanksgiving is sort of not a non-event for me. But I am going to have fun little nibbles and yummies and cocktails and stuff like that. It'll be festive. And so that's going on in my home. over Thanksgiving. So you could come and have Thanksgiving with me. And I live in Boulder, Colorado, so that's where that's happening, and you can stream it from anywhere. And then on New Year's, over New Year's, I'm having a foundation class, the Access Consciousness Foundation class, which really gives you a foundation for the creation of something really different in your life. And that's a four-day class. The only prerequisite for that is the access bars. And also, it's going to be in my home. There's tons of really fun people coming from all over the place for that class. I think it's going to be a blast, like kind of a four-day party celebration of creation. And that is going on starting December 30th. And it'll be for 4 days here in Boulder, Colorado, by a fire with some yummy cocktails and fun things and treats and lots of body work and joy and a New Year's Eve party. And so that's my reality with the holidays. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do that this year and to actually spend the holidays in a way that's really fun for me. So maybe that's my next radio show topic, creating what's true for you on the holidays. So I invite you to come, and that link for that is heathernichols.com/NYE Foundation, New Year's Eve Foundation. And all of it's on my website, heathernichols.com, on the class schedule page. So you can go there to find out more. So, So what today could you choose with your business that would be so ridiculously fun for you that you wouldn't even think that you were doing business in any way? What if you could go forth and choose that and create that and have that as your reality, and allow that to be the space that, a space of creation that opens up total thrival in your life, in your living, in your reality, in your business, in a way that you never even imagined possible? What questions can you be asking? What choices can you make that will allow you and your business and your money flows and everything that you're asking for to absolutely thrive? I wish that for you and for the world. The world would be a much, much more fun place to be if that was a reality for way more people. So what can we all choose and create and contribute to that and to each other in regards to that? Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and we'll be back with you next week with more. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.